Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
I don't understand when an evil stranger, I was sleeping and I heard those hoodlums outside. I think they're homeless or whatever, possible voyeurs. I told you before that I contacted the police station about invasion of privacy allegations. Yes, I can actually hear them when I'm outside saying crazy things, but the homeless, mentally ill say all kinds of things. Once in a while, they come over here. I don't know why they came over to my home. You know, and outside, I hear them saying, it was on my resume or something. It was real loud. I think other people can hear them. My stance is that they said they lied to the police station about me and they're, you know, I don't know. I had to get a restraining order. The police told me, and if they come near my home, to call the police. And I think I have to. I called the police because this afternoon when I went out to Walmart, I think they followed me over there, but I'm not sure. So I think that's following me around is deranged. I don't know why they're doing that. And I told you that if you're dealing with people like that, please call LAPD as much as possible or file a restraining order or something. You know, I don't like being targeted by somebody who I don't know or who make up stories because of their illness. When they said they got my resume and stuff like that, I thought that was going too far because I thought it was so deranged. It's such a violation of boundaries. Maybe, I don't know how they got it, where they got it from, the garbage can or looking online or something, because these individuals need to stop. Whatever the alternative is, because I told you these same individuals were criminals. They were looking at me as some victim. They said I was being investigated, all kinds of delusions. If I was investigated for a crime, I did not. That's not true because no police officer came to me because that's how they investigate. They come to me directly. They don't investigate me by sitting out there making up stories. So I know these people are making up stories. I wonder what the mentally ill, can they lock these people, put these in a hospital making up stories like this? I'm sure this happened in West Hollywood or over in what's Covina or Canoga Park or Van Nuys or whatever. I don't know what the sickness is. They also made up some sick allegation that's so untrue. So I ignored it most of the time because they sit out there and they have no place to live. They talk to themselves. And they also said that they told everybody in the music business not to hire me or to ignore me, which is so evil, but I'm wondering what's wrong with these people. It's really important for me to stay safe from strangers or from people with severe illness, because when someone who I don't know or don't talk to and say these things, that's another, definitely a sign of some illness or some deranged person. But if any of those allegations that they contacted people online and stuff, even said they contacted my school, which is illegal, I don't know. But I'm an artist, and that's part of my dream. And I cannot imagine me or anybody else to go through this illness, this sickness, because it's sick. I don't even know them. I did nothing to them. What's the ulterior motive? They said they're making fun of my resume. I mean, that is so sick. I hope that the LAPD, the CARE Act, can take them to the, or somebody, maybe the mental home, lock them in the facility for them to get the place, the help they need, or put them in prison. Because, again, as I said before, why ignore these people a lot? When they say it every day, it's really something is wrong. Why are they sitting out there? However, if they did do any illegal things or crazy things or contact people in the industry, because they shouldn't. They should be, she should not be trying to take my dream away or say they're looking inside my home. I can't listen to that illness. That's why I didn't work on, you know, as an artist, I've always been an artist for years, and I write about stuff related to overcoming obstacles. But as for my mental health, I could not. I tried to work in psychology as something to fall back on while I was doing music, going out and singing, and I could not work in psychology, clinical psychology anymore, or hang around anyone with a mental illness, because that these people like that, some of them can drive you crazy, and some of them are so deranged, and some of them, unfortunately, are dangerous. But I'm going to reiterate that most people with mental health issues, most people, are non-dangerous and are just as good as anybody else. That's what I learned. They are just as good as anybody else, so I'm not psychobabbling or saying things that are anti this. But most people who have mental health issues are just as good as anybody. I had my issues from all the severe experiences that I had living on the street and poverty and abuse and being a victim of crime. So I suffered post-traumatic stress disorder, and I understand in that concept for the person who's recovering with mental health issues. But these are homeless people, so I know it's getting bad, so I think somebody needs to get involved. I don't know who to contact. I was told a SMART team or somebody, yes, they have to get involved. If these people are living nearby, because I don't know who these people are, I think they look familiar for sitting out in the street in a car or next door, and they saying these things, and they actually are doing something that's so sinister or evil or violation as far as my private area, boundaries, my home, whatever these delusional allegations are, or truth to them, whatever, then the LAPD got to get involved. Because you can't have somebody with a mental health issue who's acting out on some criminal act. But why would evil strangers try to stop me from being in Hollywood success or any success? And why would they target me simply because of who I am and what I am? The answer to that is they said it out their mouths. They didn't like me trying to expand my horizons. They were jealous of my talents. And they also said there was some racism involved. Well, how can they be racist? It's very open-minded. It's very liberal out here. We got anti-hate laws. The guy said he's so ultra-right, and he called himself a white separatist, which is a dangerous person. White separatist is like a KKK person or something. I don't want them calling me, targeting me. Again, L.A. County has so many hate crime complaints, and he's in the wrong charge with a hate crime. So I don't want to deal with no hate monger. But I also don't want to deal with some crazy person, regardless of ethnicity. I know they're Latino, who's out there Arab, African-American, white, they hang out in them, who target me for something. Again, there are several incidents where homeless people, I heard, were doing illegal things to stores or so on. So I had to keep safe. But I'm not going to stop with my Hollywood dream because I paid my dues for so many years. I have the talent to make it in music. And if they question about, you know, with their illness, where I work or where I do, that's sick. Where adults say, you don't, nobody does that. Anybody who does that is not living in democracy, or they just don't know how to deal with people, especially what has happened with COVID. Some people, and there are lots of people in the industry were laid off in poverty, and how some people got lucky, got discovered, were laid off and doing very well. I mean, how can they say those things? It's so antisocial. You don't say that to strangers or say things like that. My mental health is fine. I did say this about these allegations in previous podcasts. I don't know why the evil strangers want to try to stop me. My response is to stay safe, bring what I need, restraining orders, LAPD or LAPD if they come near me, to continue to go for my dreams and do what I need to do in music. You know, it's just, that's the basic rationale, common sense. I can't stop making music or being an artist or go for my dreams because of some self-centered, evil person. And I look at them, they're living out there on the street, wherever they're from. I have to ignore that. But when somebody says, it'll stop me from being a Hollywood success, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all. We don't do that to good people, don't do that. And we don't get into strangers' business. We don't talk about other people's business, where they work or so on, because that's not how you live in America. So I presume they probably have immigration. They don't know how to live in this country. They don't know how to live around everyday life Americans, or they simply don't know how to, since they're not all, and I'm not pointing to one ethnic group, because, there are immigrants who come from all different countries, but some of them seem to be like everyday life Americans, so they should be worrying about trying to get off the street and get their act together and stop worrying about some stranger like me. So I have a lot going for me, so I'm not going to give them the time of day because, good people on this planet, right, and so on. So when someone say they contacted Bon Jovi or Axl Rose or Sebastian, I think that's crazy. I ignore these people. Now, let me tell you the truth about another allegation. These individuals said that I was delusional, I was crazy. That is totally not true. So I think that it's important for me to just ignore that. But this may keep continuing. I don't understand this concept of why these people haven't been locked up in a locked facility or someplace where they can get the help they need, or some other place where it would require them, medications, get on medications, or a locked facility where they could be taught how to mind their business and respect boundaries with strangers. If I do know them, which I don't think so, they come from an area I used to know or know, it's not fair for them to come over here. Because I consider them, I don't want nothing to do with them, but I consider them a stranger. Because strangers are people we don't talk to, we don't know. Or, sometimes strangers could be people we haven't seen in years. And we don't talk to them, so they're just completely a stranger. We're not their friend, not even acquaintance. You're not a friend, whatever. So that is the situation. If it's a misconstrued situation where the people could be a police officer or somebody like that, it's misconstrued or misinterpreted, then I'm so sorry, because when I listen to these people all the time, I ain't no criminal. I don't like when these hoodlums say I'm from South Los Angeles. I think there's a stereotype. Not every black person goes to South Los Angeles. I never been to South Los Angeles. So I need to stop making those delusions. They need to stop with the delusions about me being a criminal. I don't have no criminal record. They need to stop saying investigations. That is a delusion. You cannot investigate me because no one contacted me. There's no investigation. You cannot investigate me from some my health or whatever, because I worked in psychology and I do know the laws of the state of California and L.A. County. People who are social workers or people who worked in mental health have to work with people directly. They can't go behind their back or an allegation. So they need to stop with these antisocial criminal intent. But they obviously have some illness, wherever they're from. So I hope they wish their best. I'm ignoring them. You ignore them. If you hear them say, Duff Knight shouldn't have this or whatever. Truth is, I own my music legally. I own it. And they made up stories about that. I don't know why I'm even talking about this, but everything I say in this podcast is true. It's just to let people know that if you hear, which I don't think people will hear, because I'm not, my name shouldn't pop up anywhere, and these people say things just to press buttons. But if it is true, it's so diabolically crazy, deranged. We don't go up to strangers and talk about them or hate me for doing what I'm doing when I don't even know them or haven't talked to them or hang out with them, because something is wrong with them, not me. Good day, good night from Death Night.